Hello and blessings again. It's Bob from Hackberry House. We've been learning together the book of Job in the Bible. I started out wanting to have a very detailed everyday analysis of the book of Job, but I found that as far as sermon audio audience is concerned, there's not a huge interest in that, and the numbers were going down, down, down. So I've decided to turn that devotional idea into a survey, simple survey. Yesterday, we took it from chapter 4 all the way to 25, really, but we just summarized the arguments that Job's friends leveled against him. And they were many, as you were there. I hope that you'll go back and check that one out. But, you know, Job wasn't just sitting there that whole time. He responded, too. I want to give you today some of the things that Job said. This is like a montage or a summary of Job's responses to his friends during this long discussion. He's saying, I have a reason. I've got a reason. I've got a right to be down like this. What are you saying? What's wrong with you guys? Don't you understand? I'm innocent. And my hope is gone. You don't understand me. You don't understand what's really happening. You're not sitting where I'm sitting. I wasn't going after money. I wasn't going after power. I don't deserve this. Somebody show me my sin. Where's the guilt here? You're just adding to my suffering with your discouraging words. I'm low enough, guys. And you come and scare me with all your dreams and your smart talk. And I'm just as smart as you. Leave me alone. Now, listen, I do agree with some of what you say. But we humans are weak. Don't you understand? It's difficult where I'm sitting, and I'm outnumbered. God is too big for me. I'm worthless in God's sight. Life is just not fair. You can't win. Who's going to get a fair trial? I have no attorney to go to court with me. God is against me. You think you know everything, right? Your truths are that you say, that some of the things you say are so obvious. Of course, I know bad is bad and good is good, but I know more than you do. It's easy for you to say these things and condemn somebody like this. I know that bad people are going to be punished, but don't you know that bad people prosper also? Yeah, bad people prosper, and with God's help and blessing. Good and bad people are torn down sometime. You think you're speaking for God? No, you're not. You're not speaking for God. Look, I've got a case, and I'll argue my case no matter what. Yes, I was sinful as a young man, but do I have to pay the rest of my life? I'm wasting away like God's prisoner here? Why doesn't he just let me die? Why doesn't he just let go of my sins, whatever I did? I'll not let these problems, though, turn me from the idea of godliness. I'm not going to start sinning. I don't know what you're accusing me of here. Your solutions are too simple. You don't understand life. You should pity me. And by the way, I know my Redeemer lives. I don't understand anything right now. I am so messed up, but I know my Redeemer is alive. Let my words just be printed somewhere so everybody can see. I want to say it again. My Redeemer is alive. I'm going to see him alive on the earth someday with my own eyes. I'll see him. This is going to turn out well. You'll see. God knows what he's doing. Wicked men, don't you know, are honored in their death. They have these magnificent funerals and their big burial stones and repent and everything will be well. That's not reality, man. Just telling me to repent and everything's going to be fine. It's not true. But he knows the way I'm taking. You know what? When it's all said and done, I'm going to come out as gold. I will. It doesn't feel like it now. But I know eventually I'm going to come out as gold. Somehow I know that God is right, but I'm right too. I know that God is great, but I'm innocent. I deny all those things you're accusing me of. I don't know where you came up with that. Let me tell you some specifics of the good things that I have done. I've blessed many people. I was respected everywhere for the good things that I did. I led a righteous life. Now the descendants of evil people mock me. Oh, God. God, if I've ever done any of these evil things that they're saying, or that here's a whole list. If I've ever done any of this, judge me. Go ahead. I loved my enemies. I was generous to everybody. Lord God, answer me. Answer me. I challenge you. Answer me. Yeah. Well, Job's going to have his prayer answered, isn't he? He's going to be answered big time. And no matter how unfair you think life is and how difficult life is for you right now, God is right. God is just. I don't want to sound like the three friends. That's not very comforting. But somehow, if you can see through Job's eyes here, even in the midst of all of this mess, he says, it's good. God is good. He's going to bring me out of this. I'll understand it someday. I sure don't understand it now. And I'm going to see my Redeemer one day. That's a summary of Job's comments. Now, we've had the wife's response, curse God or die. The three friends' response, Job, you're such a bad man, if you just repent. But here comes another man on the scene, and really I find this other man a little difficult to understand, although as we get deeper into his message later on, we'll see how it's like an introduction to the final word from the Lord. So this I'm calling the man of God, Elihu. Stay tuned for that. Be sure to come back. Don't forget to look over the rest of the site while you're here. There's a few other things that might be a blessing to you. Thank you so much. This is the Hackberry House of Chosun, and Lord willing, we'll talk again real soon. Bye-bye.